Yeah, let's just get started. I mean, you want me to announce?
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cryptographic Module Game Program. Woo! Have a nice warm round of applause for our contestants, Ashit Bora.
Woo! Chris Frisch.
Mr. Randy Easter. And now, let's give it up for our host, Nick Goble.
Hey. All right. Woo! Well, thanks everyone for coming. This is the game show where our cue time is less than 30 minutes due to time constraints, and we waive the first cost recovery fee, so it's coming for free. Okay, well let's go ahead and jump into the categories.
Categories.
So category one, 131A, algorithms. Let's get physical. Oh, ISO, ISO. Where are you, ISO? Post it. And finally, uncommon criteria. All right, Randy, since you're a former director, you go first.
Let's get physical for 200.
Okay. A Jack in the Box is representative of this physical security mechanism.
What does it say? Say it again? Uh-huh.
A Jack in the Box is representative of this physical security mechanism. Okay, Randall?
What is tamper response?
That's correct. It doesn't scale higher than 800 by 600, unfortunately. I tried.
Can the audience answer, or do you have to...
No, it's they have buzzers.
But they can call up to the audience.
Yeah, yeah. For daily doubles, the audience gets to participate because they choose the contestant. All right, Randy, go again.
Let's get the physical for 400.
Okay, augmentations permitted for level 3 modules.
Augmentation?
Yeah, augmentation permitted for level 3 modules.
Fashion. EFP and EFT?
That's correct. Okay, Asha, since you got that one, next.
Algorithms for 200.
Okay, algorithms for 200. I would test 5,000 rounds and I would test 5,000 more, just to be the mode who tested 10,000 rounds to fall at CVP's door.
What is AES?
More specific, I asked for the mode.
What is AES ECB mode?
No, sorry, that's incorrect. Chris.
GCN mode?
Sorry, that's incorrect.
CBC mode.
Sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Monte Carlo.
Mode?
That's not mode.
That's not a mode.
That's a test.
It's a test.
Oh, it's a test. But that's okay.
Sorry.
Well, the rounds were the hint. Okay, so Ashok, choose again.
Post it for 200.
Okay. That's a daily double.
How much do I have?
You currently have 200.
I'll do 200.
Okay. Okay, and who's your audience participant who's going to answer for you?
Who do I trust? I go with Ryan then.
Just remember, he'll lose 200 points if you get it wrong.
More incentive.
Okay, you ready?
He works at a competing lab, so do I want him to win?
Well, you could always get this one wrong. It's only a 200 point. Okay, this interface shall be inhibited from transmitting security-relevant information during POST.
Data output.
That's correct.
I knew that one.
Come on up, Ryan. You got a prize.
Oh.
Yeah. You get a hit me with your FIPS code mug. So you know your FIPS code.
Thanks, bud.
All right, Ashish, choose again.
uncommon criteria for 400.
Okay. Okay, FCS-CKM.4 is permitted to be performed under the direct control of the operator in FIPS 140-2.
What's the question?
FCS-CKM.4 is permitted to be performed under the direct control of the operator in FIPS 140-2.
What is keyserialization?
That's correct. All right, choose again.
Uh, 131A for 200.
Okay. Responsible for ensuring module compliance with SP 800-131A.
Responsible for?
Ensuring module compliance with 800-131A.
Who is the user?
That's correct. All right, since you got it, go again.
Let's go back to let's get physical 600.
Okay. Okay, so two enclosure methods permit to validate my tie to level 2. Non-enclosure methods.
Two non-enclosure methods?
Yeah, to validate my tie to level 2. I can come down.
Your tie.
Spotting, and what is spotting and what is hard enclosure?
Non-enclosure methods.
Oh, non-enclosure methods.
Non-enclosure methods.
Opacity, what is opacity and tamper evidence?
No, I was looking for the actual physical methods. So, I mean, for instance, with Modchip standalone, you could put on labels, you have tamper evident locks. But
at level 2. Tamper tape? Tamper tape and tamper paint?
Paint is correct.
Tamper tape?
So you'd cover my whole tie with tamper tape?
Mm-hmm. It's still tamper evidence.
Yeah.
I guess that can work.
Yeah.
That is one. Another one is an etch-resistant coating. All right, Chris, choose another.
131A for 400.
Okay. And the clue is? Two curves isn't better than one for this disallowed algorithm. Randy.
ECDSA?
That's incorrect.
Okay. What's 2T tripled S?
Curves.
Also, can you repeat the question? What is?
I can repeat the question. Yeah. Two curves isn't better than one for this disallowed algorithm.
Oh, come on. I'm a little archetype, and I know that.
You're not going to guess?
The audience said it, so I'm not going to.
Okay. Dual ECD RPG, yeah. So we'll skip this one. All right, Chris.
All right, I'll go algorithms for 400.
Okay. Okay, sig gen to the left of me, sig ver to the right. Here I am stuck on the alg cert with 2.
What is key option?
Could you give it a standard? I guess I can be more specific with what I'm looking for.
46-3. Oh, no, that's not going to work. Sorry.
No, that's incorrect. Sorry. No. Anyone else?
Sorry, but I can't.
Okay. The correct answer is 186-4.
Okay.
Okay, Chris.
I'll keep going on algorithms.
Pick a good one.
For 600.
Which one?
Algorithms for 600.
Okay. Oh, it's a daily double.
Alrighty.
Given that you're at negative 400, we'll be nice and give you 400 max if you want. So you want to do 400?
I'll go 400.
Okay. Okay, and who will you pick from the audience for your question?
I'm going to go with Valerie.
All right, you ready for your question?
Okay.
Good call.
Okay. Relax, said the CMVP. We are programmed for legacy. You can drop off Annex A any time we like, but you'll remain in IGs. so we're looking for an algorithm that fits that clue. Do you need me to read again?
Okay.
Okay. Relax, said the CMVP. We are programmed for legacy. You can drop off Annex A any time we like, but you will remain in IGs.
What was in Annex A? I'm going to guess, what is Triple Des?
Triple Des is still in Annex A.
Oh!
So
can I answer?
Well, you can click it and then have someone answer for you if you're willing to risk before 100.
No, I'm not.
You're not willing? We skip the question?
Can I just say, try the answer?
What is this
FIS-186-2-SIG-WHERE?
That would have been an acceptable one. I was also looking for a skip check.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
So we'll skip that question. All right. Chris.
I keep going?
Yeah, just keep going.
You know what? I can't get any more in the hole, so let's go for algorithms for 1,000.
Skipping straight to 1,000. Okay. Preservation looking in the annex. Preservation, but they don't know the input tweaks for each key. We'll take the standard or the algorithm, either one.
Can you go, come again? Preservation?
Preservation looking in the annex. Preservation, but they don't know that I input tweaks for each key.
What is SP800-38G?
That's correct. And if you're doing the algorithms, it'd be FF1 or FF3. And that puts you up to 1,200. Okay, Ashes?
I do not know whether I want to give him ISO or ISO. But
well, we're going to have to get there eventually.
I know. Let's go with posted 400.
Okay, posted for 400. The minimum SHA-2 self-test required if all sizes are implemented.
If all SHA sizes are implemented.
All SHA-2 sizes are
implemented. SHA-256 and SHA-512.
That's correct. All right, choose again.
Uncommon criteria for 200.
Okay, and your clue is? Equivalent to boundary also shares its name with this body part.
Physical boundary?
That's incorrect.
Oh my God.
Well, last I know, there isn't a physical body part, but maybe you can make one. All right. Anyone else?
Open your mouth on this one.
Wow, that was a clue there. All right, I guess we'll have to skip it. The answer was toe. And that is the body part.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Pick again.
Uncommon criteria, 600.
Okay. Okay. NDCCP throws a curveball by leaving out this P curve permitted by SP800-131A.
P192?
That's incorrect. It's no longer.
P571?
I guess that.
That is.
Or B. No.
That wasn't actually what I was looking for, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
What was the answer you're looking for?
224. Because that just makes sense because of the range. All right,
yeah.
Go ahead, pick.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
That's just a 1024. Yeah.
Chris, where are you going to take us, Chris? We're going to go to ISO finally?
Yeah, let's go with ISO.
Okay. This is Randy's category.
I know, 200.
Okay. And the clue is, if it ain't broke, keep using it with this mode of operation.
What is deprecated mode of operation?
Why did you say deprecated?
Yeah.
No, that's incorrect. Randall.
degraded mode of operation.
That's correct. Oh. And he takes the first in the category. And the choice is yours, Randy.
400 ISO.
Okay. Is he going to take the whole category? We'll find out. Okay. Module interface inhibited in an error state unless exceptions are defined in the SP.
Hey, you wrote it.
This is in there.
Yeah.
Come on. Or you could steal it from his category.
I don't want to try.
Defined in the SP.
An output control.
That's correct.
What is it?
An output control indicator.
That's correct. Because it does specify you can accept, you can put exceptions to that rule.
Okay.
All right.
ISO 600.
Okay. Okay. There's no mitigation for this. FSM is now a part of this section of the DTR. Randy.
Well, it's section 10.
That's incorrect. Someone else take a guess on the number? You got a good chance.
Was it section 11?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And the clue for it was mitigation.
Mitigation, yeah.
It used to be 10.
All right, Chris, you stole one from Randy. Go ahead.
All right, I'll go with 131A for 600.
600? Okay. Minimum HMAC key size permitted.
112?
That's correct. Go again.
131A for 800.
Okay. Two schemes deprecated through December 31st, 2017.
Two schemes. I was going to say 156A and B, but that's not right.
On the, what does it stand for?
What do you key perform? Agreement, key transport.
That's correct. Good job. You going to finish the category?
Might as well. 1,000. 131A.
Okay. Non-deprecated method becomes disallowed after December 31st, 2017. Anyone?
I don't know.
Okay. The correct answer was non-approved key wrapping. It's called out explicitly. All right. So go ahead. Pick again, Chris.
Alrighty. Go algorithms for 800.
Okay. And the clue is, they just start testing. They start testing just as fast as they can because everyone's crazy about that shake algorithm.
What is SHA-3?
Could you be more specific? What part of SHA-3? That functions under?
No.
Well, I guess that's close enough.
Okay.
It was the SHA-3 XOF.
Excellent.
Okay, Ashit.
Let's get physical 800.
Okay, and the clue. Hardness testing shall be performed by a lab at this temperature if no nominal. Wow, that was, you got it right.
It should be performed at the temperature extremes of shipping methods.
And if, but this says that there's no temperature specified. The IG specifies
until it fails.
That's not the word from the IG. I'll give you. It's a one word answer.
That's light though. It's not temperature, I think. What's the answer?
Well, someone actually shouted it out. Ambient was the correct answer.
Ambient.
Okay.
Good. Do I continue?
Yep.
And let's post it for 600.
Okay. Okay. CAT performed on the underlying mathematical function for FFC or ECC modular exponentiation.
What is the Z known answer test? Z value known answer test?
I guess I'll give that to you. The actual answer is primitive Z computation
primitive
test.
Z. Yeah.
But it was the Z. All right, go ahead.
Uncommon criteria 800.
Okay. Hashing out the differences, you'll find this non-truncated version missing in the NDCCP.
What is truncated HMAC?
Well, just the normal hash.
I'm not sure I understand.
What is HMAC-96?
Oh, we're looking for a SHA.
Oh,
just a generic hash, not a keyed.
SHA-224.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, let's finish it off. Uncommon criteria at 1,000.
Okay. And the clue is, these application-specific functions are not mentioned in the NDCCP.
Application-specific functions. No idea.
Application-specific functions.
Anyone?
No.
No?
Can we have a lifeline?
So no one? Okay. It's SP800-135 KDFs.
Uh-huh. Good one.
Okay, pick again.
Post it for 800.
Okay. And the clue is, when used as an improved integrity technique, the CAT and underlying algorithm CAT are not required. Hash it.
What is HMAC SHA-1? Or RSS SIGRED?
Yeah, HMAC SHA is correct. So there you go.
Post it for 1,000.
Okay. And your clue is, this keyed hashing algorithm does not add much additional complexity over the underlying algorithm CAT.
What is HMAC?
That's incorrect.
What is triple desmac?
Oh, hit again.
What is triple desmac?
Yep. That's correct. All right. Randy, you got to finish off ISO?
ISO 800.
Okay. Four types of interfaces available to a module. These are specific interfaces defined in ISO.
Control?
No, these aren't logical interfaces. These are the interfaces that are new to ISO.
Interfaces that are new to ISO.
They're all acronyms.
I knew that was a trick question. That's
because I couldn't say four if there's logical because there's control output.
Do you mean like control input?
No, these are like module interfaces.
I don't understand the question.
I wish the data in, data out, control and status, but that's not
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Not going to guess?
No.
Anyone else want to buzz in?
Don't want to take a chance.
Okay. So the correct answer is HMI, SFMI, HSMI, and HFMI. Yeah. Although why SFMI is not broken into the two when hybrid is, I don't know.
Good question.
That's a good question. Okay.
Randy, you're up.
Go ahead and select.
Let's get physical for 1,000.
Okay. Physical security assumptions defines these four attack types. So this is an IG-based question.
Did one for help? One IG? Is it 140-1 IG?
What?
Is it a 140-1 IG?
No, it's 140-2.
140-2 defines these four attack types.
So like a level 1 attack type, level 2 attack type, level 3, level 4. No? Okay, so the correct answer was passive, active, moderately aggressive, and aggressive.
Who wrote that IG? Who wrote that IG?
I've always wondered what moderately aggressive is. That's subjective to the person.
Maybe passive or good.
Passive reactive.
So go ahead. Let's finish up the first round.
Okay. ISO 1000.
Okay. The two newly required states for the FSM.
I should know this.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you should know it.
The two newly required states for the FSM in ISO.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of them.
One of it was the answer you gave.
Actually. I know. Yeah, that's one of them.
Two, you give up?
One's the degraded mode.
What?
One's degraded mode, isn't it?
But that's what doesn't show.
Well, this is required state. That's an optional state.
Oh, it's not required.
Anyone else want to guess?
Did you not write this?
You know, I'm getting old. Who are you?
Maybe these states should be taken out.
That's right.
So no one wants to guess? Okay, the correct answer is general initialization state and approved state. Those were added from the 140-2 states.
Yes.
So we'll skip that question.
Okay.
And do we have time for another round? So we'll skip straight to the final question then. And the final question category is FIPS and CHIPS. So first I'll need to know what your bids are.
Can you tell us what our scores are?
Okay, so the score is currently Ashut has 2,600, Chris has 1,800, and Randy's at negative 1,600.
Yeah. I just bet a million.
But I'll let you bid 1,601. So then you could have $1. Okay, Ashut, what are you going to bid? You got to do. You have 2,600.
And it's 1,800, right?
Yeah.
I'll just do 400.
400?
Yeah.
Okay. And Chris.
I'm all in.
You're all in?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And your final question is, this declassified NSA chip program implemented Skipjack and Diffie-Hellman, which were also later used in Forteza devices validated to FIPS 140. You gonna write down an answer? Mm-hmm. Okay. Everyone wrote down? All right.
I think I'm mine.
What's that?
You have a wheelchair.
Okay. So Ashut, what did you put for your answer?
What is clipper chip?
That is correct. Clipper chip. All right, Chris, what did you put for your answer?
Clipper.
That's correct. And Ren?
What is clipper?
That's correct.
I get a fuck.
And Chris, congratulations. Playing the first cryptographic module game program. So Chris wins with 3,600, Ashut with 3,000, and Randy with $1.
I'll buy again.
Hold on.
I represent the government. I can't have a problem. That's right.
So the prizes.
Oh, man.
Okay. So our third place contestant gets a CAVP validated flash drive. Our second place contestant gets a FIPS validated flash drive. And our first place contestant gets a level 3 FIPS validated flash drive.
Wow. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks, everyone. And with luck, Chris will be back next year to defend his title.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You have to manage to set up for the next result.
All right.
Oh, thanks.